Welcome to the LTC University podcast. My name is Jamie Preston, and I'm super excited today because we're doing a little celebration, I should say. We are celebrating Nurse Practitioner Week. It's American Nurse Practitioner
Week.
Yep. And if you heard this woohoo on here, that is one of our nurse practitioners. That is Kelly Davis Viegas. Did I say it right?
That is perfect. Yeah.
That's perfect. Did I say it perfect or are you just being nice?
No, you just said no, all the above.
All the above. Okay, cool.
It was perfect. It was correct. I want to get rid of that name, but that's another story. Yeah. Different podcast.
Nice. Well, that is Kelly Davis Viegas, my friend and nurse practitioner. She's actually my provider now, and super excited to be her patient. But we're also going to be celebrating her, and we want to talk about what nurse practitioners do, why they're so important, and just have a good time here celebrating you guys and all that you do, especially for SC in Georgia, House Calls and Main Street Physicians, the companies that we work with. We're so excited because we utilize almost all nurse practitioners, and we have physicians as well, doctors. But it is Nurse Practitioners Week, and we want to just say thank you. That's the way I want to start this, is just, Kelly, to you and all of your colleagues that have given your life to healing people and to making people feel better. You guys do amazing work, and we celebrate you guys this week. But we want to talk about kind of what you guys do, why you do it. And I want to just start there, Kelly. How did you get into healthcare?
Honestly, my whole family worked in a hospital in one shape or another. My mm-hmm. dad was a doctor. Every party or friend from when I was as little as I can think of mm-hmm. was filled with nurses or physicians.
Right.
And I love to study. I love science. Mm-hmm. And then to make somebody feel better only made sense at that point.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Now, where are you originally from?
Pennsylvania.
Wow. There's a lot of people in Charleston from Pennsylvania. She's an Eagles fan, not a Pittsburgh fan.
No. So just in case, whenever this is airing or how long it airs, right now we're undefeated.
Okay.
Could be going to the Super Bowl 2022.
Nice. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. And the Phillies just lost. Are you a Phillies fan?
I am. Yes. Yeah. We lost to the Astros. I know.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, you can't win them all. You can't win them all. So
no.
Well, Kelly, tell us, you know, why did you, I know your family was all, it was kind of probably right. Sounded like it was like the thing for you to do, but is there a specific story or something that when you were growing up, you're like, that's exactly what I want to do. That's how I want to spend my life.
But it's kind of not, okay, so I was in high school, and when you're in the different honor societies, you have to do some volunteer work, and my girlfriend mm-hmm. and I, we volunteered at a nursing home, mm-hmm. and we did things just as simple as painting nails or reading mail, mm-hmm. and there was one day we were walking through the hall, and a patient needed his tissues, and that's mm-hmm. it, just needed the tissue box closer, and the nurses at the desk wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
They were laughing. They were talking. They just kept hitting the pause button on his call. And it really bothered me. So I was a junior in high school at that time. Mm-hmm. And that was my defining moment, as little of with medicine that technically had to do.
Yeah. Wow. You discount that, but that to me is what describes all of you. You're as nurse practitioners, you guys want to help people, you want to serve people, you've given your life. Now I'm assuming, as most nurse practitioners, you started out as a RN.
I did.
Cool. So tell me what that was like.
I will first say that when I decided I wanted to go into medicine, I was running with my dad, and he was a doctor, and he's like, nope, you don't want to be a doctor. I'm like, but I do. And he said, no, the way to go is NPs. Mm. And that's back in the 80s, and no real clue what an NP was. And he explained it. So when I went through college and it was my fourth senior year and graduating, he already had a job. I was already going to be working in the OR as an RN. Mm-hmm. That's when there were too many RNs and nobody had any jobs. And it was because in a year I was going to grad school.
Yeah.
So there wasn't much of the, I didn't do RN much. I worked in the OR. I applied to Penn State. Penn State said that doesn't count as real nursing. So I worked in the ICU. And right when I could go to graduate school, I started and still worked in the ICU night shift to get through school. But I wasn't an RN long.
Yeah. But you got to see that world. You got to do that work. And I know a lot of nurse practitioners, most of them have been through that and they've done that for a while. And yeah, that's awesome. How did you like working in the OR? That sounds disgusting to me. I couldn't do that.
I loved it. It was different.
Yeah.
It was your own little world, your own little family. You knew what music the doctor wanted. It was different. That was a very controlled environment. As they say, no one dies in the OR, no matter what.
Mm.
So it's just, you went in, you did what you had to do, you got out, end of story.
Right. Yeah, that's
good. And if you haven't noticed, I'm a talker. So
me too. We'll probably be doing this for 2 hours from now. We'll still be talking. So no, we'll put a cap on it for everybody. So we'll edit it down. That's awesome. And so what was kind of your first role out of NP school?
I started the intensivist program at Roper. Uh-huh. So I was working at Roper as an RN.
Now, how did you get from Pennsylvania? Sorry, let's back up. How did you get from Pennsylvania to Charleston?
So I started to do travel nursing. Mm-hmm. And I left Pennsylvania, went to Virginia, from Virginia to North Carolina, North Carolina, South Carolina, and just stayed. And I was working as an educator for orthopedics, which I really didn't know much about. And then finally was able to get into the ICU. Mm-hmm. And the vice president at that time was Lisa. And she called me down and said, if you would start practicing as an NP, we have a role for you. So it was brand new. The intensivist program didn't exist. My role didn't, and none of it did. So for Dr. Carswell and Dawson and Mitchell, it was just as new as it was for me. And that was our thing. We made rounds. We were, you know, if you're a patient in the ICU, you have about 10 different doctors, but now we were going to be the chef.
Yeah.
It wasn't going to be all the hands in the pot. And we would do rounds and we brought in our nutritionists and our pharmacists and, you know, the respiratory therapist. And it was good. And I got to start all of that.
Yeah. Nice. That's awesome. Now, how did you end up at SC House Calls?
Holly Edmonds. There you go. A little shout out to her. We worked together at MUS,
which is another nurse practitioner for SC House Calls.
Right. So we worked together at MUSC actually in the heart failure unit, and worked with Rachel, Jerrigan airing for the transplant patients. And we all knew MUSC was becoming a little too much. We weren't in that department. There were no residents or interns, so it was you, the doctor, or the fellow, and the fellow kind of took advantage.
Yeah.
So we all were getting ready to go our separate ways, and Holly came to SC House Calls and she's like, you know what, this is kind of cool. I think you guys would like it, first of all, because it's our patients, the ones we've already been taking care of. Second, you still can both be moms, you know, the whole flexibility.
Yeah.
So that was what brought me here.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's great. So what is your favorite thing about being a nurse practitioner? What's the favorite aspect of your job?
There
can be multiple. It doesn't have to be one.
Right. No, I love being the point person for a lot of my patients. They don't have family. They don't know who to trust. They don't know who to ask. I love that they depend on me.
Mm.
I like that part. I like feeling like I have the knowledge. And if I don't, they know I'm going to look it up and do my best. And I guess just that faith and, I don't know, trust they put in me.
Yeah, there is a lot of trust there. And, you know, on one of our other podcasts, Experiencing Healthcare with Matt Staub, we talked about that today. You know, you're, you know, when you first meet your patient, you're a stranger to them. They're a stranger to you. You know, you're going into their home, you're seeing them via telehealth, however it might be. And they're putting their complete trust in you and into a stranger who they've just met. And that's a lot of responsibility.
Well, I'm sorry. I was thinking about this exact same thing yesterday. I have a patient who I get calls from therapy all the time. She mm-hmm. won't let us in. She won't do this. The neighbors won't, like, she has just secluded herself from everywhere. Mm-hmm. Well, it was a telehealth call and I call her and she's like, why haven't I seen you in so long? My like, gosh, the first part of my head is like, you won't even see anybody else. Right. But then I'm like, wait a second, take that as a compliment. Like, she actually, you're the only one she wants to see, which is nice. And I mean, now I guess I've been doing this over 3 years with SC House calls, and a lot of my patients I've had for the 3+ years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're definitely more than, probably in an unhealthy way at times, more than just provider patient, because we are family to each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And it really does. I mean, it's different than seeing somebody in a, whether it be a clinic, in the hospital, you know, it's just different when you're going into somebody's home and their environment, their, you know, their abode. I mean, I speak Spanish too. Is that Spanish? I think that's Spanish.
I don't know.
I don't speak Spanish, by the way. But anyways, but it's something special about that is you're being invited in, you're going in there, you're providing that. What makes that different, you know, for you? What's the difference between seeing somebody in a clinic or a hospital setting? What's the difference?
Well, first you're seeing them for who they are. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember when I was an NP student, these little old women would get all made up and all this lipstick and everything because they wanted to see the doctor. Mm-hmm. And they can put on the prettiest clothes, but you don't know what's going on behind the scenes. So if I go to a patient's house and they're dressed nice, mm-hmm. I'll joke with them. I'm like, did you do that for me?
Right.
No, I had this or this happening. So you see what's really happening.
Yeah.
And as they really begin to trust you, not only with, oh yeah, Kelly, go back in my bedroom. My med bottles are there. Or can you mm-hmm. lock the door when you're leaving? Like you're really it for them. Mm-hmm. You know, they're placing everything they have, and that so are their kids and their family from far away, you know, will call me and be like, well, you know, I'm not there in another state. So what are you seeing right now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, mom, do you mind if Kelly goes in the kitchen and looks in the refrigerator? And it's, you get to really find out what's happening.
Yeah.
So when you see a different note from a physician who says all is well and all this compliance, and you're thinking, oh, heaven's sakes, they have no food. You know, their heat is that the oven is on with the door open, mm-hmm. and their bottles, some of them haven't been filled since 2020. I don't know. You know, it's not what the patient's saying, because when you start to go in there, they know they're honest. There's nothing to hide. They always tell me, even mm-hmm. the ones who are maybe on the little illegal side, and they'll say, Kelly, it's just social activities. I'm like, just be honest with me. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
And that's not something they're going to say in the hospital.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I've heard this from other people too. When you go in and you're, you know, so you, somebody may come into the clinic and say something like, you know, oh yeah, I smoke a couple cigarettes a day, but when you go in their house and the ceiling's yellow and the walls are yellow, you're like, okay, you smoke more than a couple cigarettes a day. You really get to see.
Went into a house yesterday and the woman was holding her lighter, and the instant I walked in, I'm like, whew, kind of a little oozy. And I'm like, well, first of all, I know she doesn't smoke cigarettes. I do now know what she smokes. And I think a lot of it. It's like, I didn't think you were going to come in the rain.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm here.
Yep. Right. Now, what advantages? I mean, besides the obvious advantage of seeing, being able to, you know, what advantage does that give you as a provider when you can see those differences? I mean, what's the difference?
Well, I think then you know how to treat them better.
Yeah.
You know, if I was in the office, I would, you know, want to go to whatever is the latest and greatest med. But if I'm at their house and I see what they have or what they're able to do, you know, I might go a different route, or I might in the hospital preach about fresh food.
Yeah.
When I'm at their house, I know I'm just going to try to keep them off the honey buns because I know they're still going to eat their canned beans. Like, it's just, you have so much more knowledge to make your decisions when you're in their home.
Yeah. 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 It's, I mean, what you do is very data driven, and you've got a lot more data than a person that is in a clinic. There's no doubt.
Yes.
Yeah. That's great. You know, I think as a nurse practitioner, one of the things that you, especially you've been kind of on the leading edge of this, is you guys get to utilize a lot of technology now. SC House Calls, that's a big deal. And you and I have talked about this on a video that you recently did with us. You're using a new technology that SC House Calls has employed called DAX. Let's talk let's talk a little bit about that and the use of technology. You guys, you're doing a lot with that, and talk about, give people an idea what DAX is.
Well, just first, just before even just DAX. So 3 years ago, when I started with this job, I can remember looking at my patients' addresses and mapping them out myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, a couple months later, everyone's saying use Road Warrior.
Right.
You know, and then from there we get the SC mobile app, which is giving us all that. Now we have DAX that is scribing everything. So I'm talking to you right now, Jamie. Well, all of my patients I saw, those notes are probably almost done.
Yeah.
Which again, I know not everyone believes me, but it is a game changer.
Yeah. It really is.
I love it, love it, love it.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so DAX is obviously, it automatically listens. It's an artificial intelligence that is listening to you while you're talking to your patient. It's listening to your patient and compiling all of those notes.
Yep. You put in, you know, you have a few little meetings beforehand of what your personal preference is, because obviously not two nurse practitioners ever chart the same or think the same. Right. So we let them know what we like, how we like it. And it just happens. And there are still, I mean, I'm probably about 6 months into it now. Mm-hmm. And there are times where I'll be like, well, this note needed a little help, but there's many times where I'm like, this note rocked, just so those scribes can get the credit of, you know, something positive instead of just negative.
Right. Absolutely. And you know, what has that done for your personal life? You know, you're a mother of four kids, I do believe.
Yes, four children and two dogs.
And a very active mother. I see you guys, you have a lot of fun with your kids. Now, what was your Halloween costume this year? I know you always dress up with your kids.
Rock band.
A rock band.
We were a rock band, but this year they're getting a little older. So they all wanted to trick or treat with their friends. So I posted our picture on Facebook of the rock band. And after I got to a couple of houses, people would say, what happened to the rest of your band? We saw pictures. I'm like, we already broke up. I'm like, if you see them, I'm trying to get the band back together.
Nice.
I know I said this before in that video, I have time with them. My oldest son started playing football, and I actually got to be a part of the carpool.
Wow.
Still stressful at times, but I was in charge of a total of five boys, and I knew I could get them places without having to panic about, you know, writing notes. Mm-hmm. I make dinner. Again, the kids and I have three different cookbooks we have open right now because it's grocery store day, of all the different things we want to make, and I know it'll happen.
Yeah. And yeah, it's a really, it is a game, as you said earlier, it is a game changer. I know what it's like typing an email. I absolutely hate typing emails. I hate just, it's just terrible. So I can't even fathom what charting about your visit is. It would, to me, it would be like typing a really detailed email, which sounds horrible.
When I think about it now, because I might have to cut and paste something,
right,
I get nauseous.
Yeah.
The thought of those HPIs from before, I'm like, how in the world?
Yeah.
I'm very spoiled, I feel already. I am just super happy with Dax and super happy with the SE Mobile app and telling me where to go and the fact that it has insurance on there. And
yeah,
it's just every single thing makes life easier every day, as long as you're using it the right way. You have to pay attention, I guess.
Yeah.
But it really, SE House Calls keeps giving us all the tools to let us still do our job, do a really good job, but still have a life.
Yeah, that's great. Let's talk about the team environment. Now, that's the cool thing about your role. You're kind of the outreach. You're out there with the patient, direct contact, whether that be mostly by in their home or wherever they live or via telehealth sometimes. But you have a whole team around you. You've got a lot of different assets. You've got social workers. You've got a pharmacy that you're able to utilize. Talk about that team aspect of what you do and how important that is.
Well, it is what you just said. You know, I have everybody from pharmacist to social worker to an MA to all my home health providers in the community and or diabetes and cardiology. The nice thing is if I'm with a patient and they're asking me something and I might not know, I say, well, let me, and I'll say her name now. Here's another shout out, Casey Herring. Be like, hey, you know what? Casey went to school for 8 years for pharmacy. I didn't. Let's call her. And I call, and because we are all so, I guess, available to each other, you know, we're ready to answer. So I'm not going to just say to my patient, I'll send her an email and talk to you later. I usually call everybody from Jasmine in social work to Casey or Lauren in pharmacy and in a medicist with the patient in front of me.
Yeah.
And so not only are we getting out our answers or the ideas, but the confidence that the patient has in the care, knowing that we all truly communicate and we all really have relationships, because I've heard them before say, well, my doctor said he talked to so-and-so, but nothing happened. I'm like, well, I'm going to call so-and-so right now. Everyone's on speaker and I am not holding anything. Hey, I'm with so-and-so. Let's talk about this. And the patient loves it. And then we have real answers, you know, so they know. No matter what, at the very, and I was running around this past week like a social worker for my one patient, and I brought him and his brother back together after 5 years as I was literally running down Dorchester to catch a bus to get the patient off it. He's like, Kelly, I knew you were the only one working, like the only one trying, because he didn't even believe his DSS worker was.
Right.
You know?
Yeah,
that was good.
That's awesome. And it's really cool because, and you've worked in a hospital environment, so you know what that's like. It's really what you guys are doing at SC House Calls. It's like hospital care in the home, where you have, like at a hospital, you have this concentrated area. You've got social workers, you've got pharmacists, you've got all of these aspects, you got all these other doctors, specialists, you've got all of this, you know, people. And that's why they can really help people at hospitals, because it's all concentrated into one area. They can really focus on the patient. Well, you literally are able to do that in the home via your phone and communication devices.
And we're gaining, you know, as nurse practitioners, I was one of the original ones on the steps of Washington, D.C. to get our prescribing rights. So it's taken a long time to get some respect, I guess.
Right.
But now I can go into a patient's house and they say, I need, like, this is going to be my cardiologist, but I can't get a hold of them in the office. Well, I've worked at enough hospitals to be like, well, I know Dr. So and so. Hold on. And I've got him on speed dial and call him. And he will answer me because he knows me as an MD and respects my judgment. And then the patient can also hear the physician talk with me as we're scheduling an appointment. And yeah, it's just it really makes them happy and more at ease, which of course then, decreases health issues.
Absolutely. And you're able to keep your patients out of the hospital. You know, patients do not want to go to the hospital. I've been to the hospital. I've stayed in the hospital overnight one time. And I was woke up like 10 times, throughout the night. They wake you up to give you a sleeping pill. You know, it's just not a comfortable experience. You're just there, and don't get me wrong, I'm not downing people that work in a hospital. You do amazing work. You
Oh,
have
no.
to do what you have to do, but your job, you're literally keeping people out of the hospital, keeping them healthy. Because,
Right.
you know, I was talking to our CEO Matt Staub today, and you guys, people want, they just want to feel better. And you're giving people that and helping people do that, just feel better.
So for and to talk about Holly again, so when we worked at MUSC, one of our roles, we had to run a heart failure clinic that we opened. And the only goal was to keep the patients out of the hospital for 30 days. Because if you were readmitted within 30 days with a diagnosis of heart failure, insurance wouldn't pay for it.
Right.
So we saw the patients every 7 days for the 28 days. We'd get them their med, whatever we had to do, MUSC said, do it. Don't let them come back. So coming here with the goal of not wanting them to go to the hospital because they don't want to, it was just, I'm like, oh, well, I already know how to kind of do this. This is good. Because I don't want to
Absolutely.
say, I will do, and I tell them all, I'm not a big medicine person. I don't want you to have to go. Like, let's figure this out here.
That's great. Kelly, as we close and we wrap this one up, what would you want to say to your fellow colleagues out there, your team of people that you work with for Nurse Practitioners Week? You know, what would you want to say to them?
My team, as in just not nurse practitioners,
Everybody. It could be anybody.
everybody, just, well, thank you everybody for every at all just for what you guys do, how we all support each other, and just let's all just keep doing, I don't know, the work we're doing to keep these patients happy and out of the hospital. And I couldn't do it alone. So I'm happy that there's more than just one.
Absolutely. And that's the cool thing about it. We all get to help out in different ways. I'm not clinical. I don't want to be clinical. It would be a danger to society if I was in a clinical role. So, the do no harm. So I do no harm on the
Right.
marketing and the marketing side. So, but it's fun being a part of a team, and I can't imagine. I love the fact that I tell people all the time, I work with like 250 plus nurse practitioners, and it's an honor to be able to work with you guys and be able to know you, and to see the work you're doing. I'm lucky I get to hear and tell some of the stories that you guys are living out there with patients, and I get to see patient stories, and I get to see the real impact that our nurse practitioners like yourself are making in the lives of these people. And it's a lasting impact that we won't know on this side of Earth. And it's really
You're
amazing.
right.
It's really amazing what you guys are doing. And Kelly, and this is for Kelly and every nurse practitioner that works at SC House Calls, Main Street Physicians, Georgia House Calls. Thank you for all you do. And then every nurse practitioner in America, it's American Nurse Practitioner Week. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for the dedication and your life that you've given to healthcare and to making people's lives healthier and better and just feeling better, because that's what everybody wants to do. They just want to feel good. They just want to live a good life. And you guys really, you do that. Because right now there's a shortage of doctors across the United States. There's a shortage of doctors, and they estimate.
They all want to be nurse practitioners.
Exactly. They're jealous. They want to be nurse practitioners. Yeah. That's right. You know, but, and they're projecting there's going to be even more room for nurse practitioners because it's such a vital key role in our healthcare system. And thank you for all you do. Thank you for the lives you're changing. And for me, for all that you do for me, you just ordered labs for me. And that's, I gotta go do that. I always get nervous when I do labs, so just don't yell at me whatever you find. So
as long as you're not a non-compliant patient, we're good.
Okay, good deal. Deal.
You don't You don't want that term.
It's cool, but it's cool. It's cool when you can be friends with your nurse practitioner too. So, Kelly, thank you for all you do, and we appreciate you. And happy Nurse Practitioner Week.
Well, thank you very much, Jamie. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening. And if you could leave us a 5-star review, we would really appreciate it. Visit our podcast website at ltcuniversitypodcast.com. You can also subscribe to one of our other podcasts in our podcast network, The Disruptive Podcast with Scott Middleton, Experiencing Healthcare with Matt Staub, and The Thriving Practitioner Podcast. Thanks again for listening, and we'll be back next week with a new episode. Have a great week.